Welcome to part two of the revision podcasts for planning and public policy for festivals and events, December 2010 exam. The following weeks looked at the idea of agencies, organisations set up for particular jobs, particular purposes. And, a dictionary definition suggests that they are operating on behalf of others. That's why we get estate agents to help sell property, that kind of thing. So we looked at a variety of potential roles that they might perform in the realm of festivals and events, from funding through to generating policy, through to carrying out research, and ultimately things like advocacy, operating on behalf of the industry that they are working with. Therefore, representing the views of that industry to government and, trying to secure extra funding or attention, awareness, whatever it might be. Sometimes they're involved in specific projects. Now, the word facilitation cropped up, the extent to which they are helping others carry out their jobs. So on that basis, they are making sure it's possible or as easy as possible to do that work. Now, some of the examples we looked at were, of course, Events Scotland, and there's quite a few slides in the revision lecture based on Joanne's guest lecture when she came to see us. We also heard about Festivals Edinburgh. Now, they're not an agency in that kind of public sector sense, but, although they're set up and owned by Edinburgh's 12 main festivals, they still carry out a lot of that important work. And that we, so they have some overlap, I would suggest, with agencies. Now, we also looked at Arts Council England. Arts Council England, funded by the government down in London, and suffering severe cutbacks in their funding arrangements because of the current austerity measures, which are being pushed through by the current London government. Now, on that basis, they've had to make some fairly painful decisions about who gets funding and who doesn't, about what exactly is their role. We can look at the same sort of discussions, but for different reasons, with Creative Scotland. Now, Creative Scotland is a new organisation joined by or formed by the joining of Scottish Screen and the Arts and Scottish Arts Council. So within the last year or so, they've had to think clearly and carefully about what it is that they are there to do as an agency supporting the arts in Scotland. And a lot of that is based around festivals and events. So there's opportunities there to say, okay, well, what are the priorities of these organisations? Which is particularly important when they have less money to hand to do their job. Now, when we had a look at this kind of thing from a broader international perspective, we looked at the world of the European Capital of Culture scheme. So here we have this opportunity for cities such as Liverpool or Genoa or Amsterdam, Luxembourg, to have a one-year festival that says, this is what we think we can do with culture. This is what we think our city can achieve by having a year of focused attention, investment, and potentially participation by residents and the host community. So it's important to have a think about what all these different case studies tell us. Are different cities approaching it in the same way? How are they responding to the fact that the European community, the European Union, sets down specific rules and guidelines as to what you need to try and cover, try and achieve in your year as Capital of Culture. Towards the end, we had a look at what happens when cities and countries compete for major events, and often this means a sporting event. So to what extent are they motivated to do this? Why do cities and countries want to do this kind of thing? Why are they looking to get benefits from it? So we had a look at that in some depth.